Quick rundown. 9 stories, 1 sentence each, to hook you. A former Canadian Olympic snowboarder wanted by the FBI has been arrested in Mexico on drug trafficking and witness killing charges.
Netflix's February doc slate lands heavy, true crime, sports, Eddie Vedder charity coverage, and a Gordon Ramsay series among the highlights.
Stranger Things 5 trailer is out. The final season drops November 26th in a staggered release across late November and December.
The Muppet Show revival trailer mixes fuzzy nostalgia with sharper modern jokes and guest stars, arriving February 4th on Disney Plus and ABC.
A 4-hour Mel Brooks documentary from Judd Apatow is streaming, deep diving into the comedian's life and legacy.
Pluribus, Vince Gilligan's new series, is being reviewed as an unsettling meditation on peace, empathy, and loneliness.
CBS has renewed Tracker for season 4 after a ratings-dominant season 3 and a big cliffhanger.
A Peaky Blinders retrospective picks the 5 best Tommy Shelby moments that cement him as an anti-hero icon.
And finally, Netflix's 22,026 Korean unscripted slate returns with dating shows, game shows, and travel series. Singles Inferno, S5, and more.
All right, that's the tease. Now let's slow it down and dig into each story. Spoiler alert, the next segment contains spoilers.
Story 1, spoiler alert. Former Canadian Olympian Ryan Wedding arrested. The big facts. Wedding, who represented Canada in snowboarding at the 2002 Winter Olympics, was arrested in Mexico on charges tied to multinational drug trafficking and conspiring to kill a federal witness. He'd been on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, and U.S. authorities had offered a $15 million reward.
Right. And the indictment goes beyond simple trafficking. Authorities say he ran a sweeping operation moving cocaine between Colombia, Mexico, Canada, and Southern California, allegedly using semi-trucks and an international network. He's also accused of orchestrating the murder of a federal witness in Colombia, including supposedly posting the witness's photo on a Canadian site to aid identification before the killing in Medellin.
The arrest was announced publicly by senior U.S. officials and credited to cooperation with Mexican authorities. Wedding is now in federal custody in Mexico and is being transported to the U.S. to face prosecution. He's no stranger to U.S. courts, convicted in 2010 for conspiracy to distribute cocaine and alleged to have returned to organized activity with links to the Sinaloa cartel. He's been known by several aliases like El Jefe and Public Enemy.
This capture was framed as another big win for U.S.-Mexico law enforcement cooperation. The FBI director noted Wedding was the 6th top 10 fugitive taken into custody this year. Expect more details at the anticipated news conference, but the short takeaway, a high-profile fugitive with a surprising sports background, is now facing major international charges.
Next up, spoiler alert, Netflix's February 22,006 documentary slate. What's in store? 6 major doc projects and a Drive to Survive Season 8. Highlights include an ice dancing doc tied to the Winter Olympics, a feature on convicted British child killer Lucy Letby, a Judith Polgar chess documentary, Eddie Vedder's Matter of Time charity film, a multi-episode look at Gordon Ramsay, and F1 Drive to Survive Season 8.
Each doc hits a different audience. Glitter and Gold, Ice Dancing, February 1st, will appeal to Olympic viewers. The investigation of Lucy Letby, February 4th, is true crime heavy and obviously tough viewing. And Queen of Chess, February 6th, centers on Judith Polgar's story, Gender and Talent in Chess. Matter of Time, February 9th, follows Eddie Vedder's fundraising for rare disease research. And Being Gordon Ramsay, February 18th, gives a close look at Ramsay building a multi-venue restaurant launch while juggling family life.
And the month wraps with Formula One, Drive to Survive Season 8 on February 27th, which will cover the 2025 championship narratives. Big news like Hamilton's move to Ferrari is part of that season's context. For viewers, that's a stacked documentary month, something for music fans, foodies, sports fans, and true crime viewers alike.
Next, spoiler alert. Stranger Things 5 trailer and release plan. Netflix released the official trailer and set the premiere for November 26th. The Duffer brothers promise answers about the show's mythology and the Upside Down in this final chapter.
The season setup. The Hawkins crew reunites after the Upside Down invasion. Character beats teased in the trailer include Will back in town, Eleven in a warrior mode, Dustin adrift, Lucas tense, Mike stepping into leadership. and Max changed from who she was before. Regular cast members return and Linda Hamilton has a guest role.
Release format is staggered. 4 episodes drop on November 26th, 3 more on December 25th, and the finale on December 31st. That's clearly built to keep conversation going through the holiday season. If you're planning watch parties, mark those dates now, and brace for the Duffer brothers to wrap long-running mysteries about the Upside Down.
Now, spoiler alert, the Muppet Show revival trailer reaction. Disney Plus is reviving The Muppet Show with a pilot that plays to nostalgia but leans more contemporary in its jokes and backstage satire. The trailer shows classic chaos, Gonzo, Bunsen, Kermit, but with sharper adult-leaning banter, and celebrity guests like Sabrina Carpenter, Maya Rudolph, and Seth Rogen.
The tone looks like a deliberate mix. Keep the fuzzy, silly Muppet heart, but give it a slightly more grown-up wink. The pilot drops February 4th on Disney Plus and ABC, and from the trailer it seems built to satisfy longtime fans while also snagging newer adult viewers who like self-aware comedy.
Next, spoiler alert. Mel Brooks, The 99-Year-Old Man, the HBO Max documentary, directed by Judd Apatow and Cliff Nesteroff, is a 2-part, 4-hour retrospective streaming now. It traces Brooks from Brooklyn roots and World War II service through career highs, 2000-Year-Old Man, The Producers, Blazing Saddles, and his relationships with Anne Bancroft and Carl Reiner.
The film blends interviews with contemporary comics and archival clips to show Brooks as a comedic force and cultural influencer who helped shape modern satire. If you're a comedy history fan, this one's being billed as essential viewing, long but rich in material and context.
Now, spoiler alert, Pluribus Review. Vince Gilligan's series is being framed as an unnerving look at what happens when a cosmic event seemingly brings universal peace, and how that peace can feel wrong. The story centers on Carol, a romance author played by Rhea Seehorn, who ends up effectively the last unfazed, angry human as the world turns oddly placid.
Critics note the show explores individualism versus collectivism, the oddness of enforced harmony, and how automation and AI-driven stability can be alienating. The review paints Carol as an intentional, often hard-to-watch antagonist. Gilligan uses the premise to ask whether progress that moves too fast can break human empathy, and whether solitude at that scale becomes intolerable.
Next, spoiler alert. CBS renews Tracker for Season 4, after Season 3 became broadcast TV's top show, with 17.3 million viewers per Nielsen, CBS greenlit a 4th season. The series stars Justin Hartley as Coulter Shaw and is based on The Never Game by Jeffrey Deaver.
Season 3 ended on a cliffhanger after a winter hiatus. The show will return with 13 new episodes starting March 1st and a possible full season launch in the fall. Jensen Ackles' character Russell made waves in Season 3. Whether he returns is still unclear, but the renewal reflects strong audience appetite for the procedural with a lone wolf hero.
Now, spoiler alert, 5 best Tommy Shelby moments in Peaky Blinders. This piece curates defining Tommy beats, his iconic series opening entrance, the bluff with Alfie Solomons, the near-death bleak midwinter scene, enforcing no fighting at his wedding, and the vulnerability when he asks Grace for a song.
Together they map Tommy's arc, the cold strategist, the family patriarch, the wounded lover. For fans, these moments crystallize why Tommy remains one of TV's richest antiheroes and why Cillian Murphy's portrayal has resonated across the series and into spin-off interest.
Last story, spoiler alert. Netflix's 2006 Korean unscripted slate. The lineup brings back big formats, Singles Inferno, Season 5, January 20th, The Devil's Plan Season 3, Agents of Mystery Season 2, and several new B&B and travel shows that mix comedy and heart.
Highlights. Singles Inferno ups the stakes with a larger cast on an island, Agents of Mystery returns with celebrity sleuths, and new entries like JCOC's B&B Rules and Ready or Not, Texas broaden the genre mix. If you follow Korean unscripted TV, the slate promises steady releases across $22,000 and a little something for dating show fans, comedy lovers, and travel viewers.
That wraps our deep dives. Quick recap. The high-profile arrest of Ryan Wedding changes a long-running international case. Streaming calendars are busy. Stranger Things final season dates, Netflix documentary highlights, Muppets returning, and major nonfiction slates all landing early in the year.
Thanks for listening. If you liked this roundup, subscribe to the Daily Podcast for the full episode with extra analysis and interviews. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines and culture takes. Until then, stay curious.